everyone, and welcome to Plotty Time, the podcast where we three gamers discuss video game stories in detail with all the necessary and appropriate backlash. On one side of the table, we have Chomp Slap.
Once a girl tried to kill me with rat poison, so I took her outside and I punched her till she died.
The other side of the table is Dr. Scientist.
That's right. Sky fucking. Finally, they acknowledge some of the cool shit I've done.
My name is Papa Scotch, and as I always say, you gaslight yourself by being crazy. Welcome to Plotty Time. 40 eggs?
That's a big fucking pile of garbage.
I'm the farting demon in this relationship.
I'd be an awesome rich person.
You're both just an embarrassment.
God, I'm awesome.
We're talking Tom Hanks and his vehicle.
Yeah, I had my finger in my mouth waiting for you to finish.
You gotta get four balls or something.
Like dick piercing?
No, you know damn well I'm fucking that demon.
It's still sexy.
How could that be close and not be right?
Yeah, I'll just kill some random dude.
If you want cheese, you get a milk.
You're waiting for me.
No, I can hang on. It sucked. Boners.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Plotty Time, sponsored by Funny PlayStation VR 2 store I have for you guys.
Oh, you paid for this.
Nice.
It's a quick one. I don't want to take Dr. Scientist's thunder. I almost did, yes, but yes. That's a side story.
Nice.
I was playing PSVR 2, and I was playing that Breath of the Wild game.
Oh, yeah.
And the bow felt really good, and it was really cool, and I'll get to it at some point. But there's this mode, like on the headset, you press the button, and then you can see what the PSVR sees. So, like, you see the cameras facing out, so you can see the room around you, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, in case you're by something, you just hit a button and see where you're at in the room. But I was getting ready. I did this tutorial. I was like, okay, I got to make sure I'm not near anything. I hit the button, and I look towards the ground, and I just see a huge fucking spider walking across the ground. I was like, oh, it's in VR. Oh, no, it's not. Hold on. And then I killed the spider.
Damn.
But there was that second where I was like, I have the headset on. That's in VR. That looks really real. Oh, shit.
That'd be cool if they made that. Like, you can, if you look on your floor, you see spiders and shit.
You can play Breath of the Wild on PSVR.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a, it's Call of the Mountain or something like that. It's its own standalone game.
Isn't Breath of the Wild the Zelda game?
Oh, my God. I'll look up the real name.
No, that's why I was confused.
You know what he's talking about.
The one with Aloy. Fighting robot dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. And
oh, Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yes.
That's probably what I said.
Okay.
Breath of the Dawn, he said.
Oh, yeah.
Breath of the Dawn of the Wild. That's what I said. You guys got it.
That's what you said. The bow, it fit. It was still Zelda. It was kind of like.
It's called Horizon Call of the Mountain. Okay. So I was. I think I did say Call of the Mountain in there somewhere.
I don't think you did.
He did say mountain. Oh. I'll give him that one.
What matters is I was correct. Anyway, Dr. Scientist, what have you been doing?
What did I watch?
Sure.
I watched this movie called Thanksgiving. I think you talked about Papa Scotch, maybe?
I've seen it.
Are you talking about the horror movie one? I have not seen that
yet. Oh. Are you planning on seeing it?
I was going to just, at this point, I was going to just wait till next Thanksgiving. But yes, I will eventually watch.
Isn't that great?
The Black Friday one?
Yeah, where all those people die on the Black Friday stampede.
Yeah, because they see those kids, like the store owner's kids there. Yeah.
It was mildly entertaining, but it wasn't very good.
I don't remember how it ended.
That's a bummer.
Oh, you could never guess. It doesn't give any clue to who the killer is the entire time. I mean, I guess because it's kind of, there's only like eight characters, but you won't know the reasoning behind the killer doing it.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Would it help if I watched it around Thanksgiving? Like, would that little bit of holiday spirit, like, get me in the mood for it? Or is it just not?
It's just, well, I mean.
I'm still going to watch it eventually.
Yeah, it's any time.
It doesn't need, it's an any time kind of thing.
Okay.
It's not specifically Thanksgiving. I don't recommend it, though. Then I watched this, it was a documentary miniseries on Netflix called American Nightmare.
That sounds very familiar.
I don't know if you remember. Several years ago, it was after Gone Girl came out, and then that one girl was kidnapped in California, and then she like appeared a couple of days later, and they started calling her Gone Girl and stuff, and the police started accusing them of making it all up.
No, I don't remember that.
I remember I remember there being a Gone Girl style real life case, but I don't remember much.
Yeah, except it wasn't, because she was really kidnapped, and the police refused to investigate it for a while because they didn't think it was real.
Oh, that's awesome. Great job, guys.
Yeah.
Support the troops.
It's an interesting documentary to watch because I remember it happening, and then I don't remember hearing how it ever ended until I saw this. I was like, oh.
Is it like a single hour documentary or is it?
It's like three 40-minute episodes or something.
I hate how they do that, man. Just fucking tell me the story.
Well, it's kind of like split up between the first episode is through the husband, what the husband said and did.
Oh, okay.
And then the next episode is the wife. And then the next episode is
the truth.
Well, the outcome, I guess, of it all. Yeah. All right. It was pretty interesting. Right. It's kind of crazy that it happened in real life like that. But
yeah, that's I've seen so many things, like so many true crime documentaries where it's like, I don't know, not a complete failure of the justice system, but there were a lot of holes, especially back in like the 70s. And
well, like,
it's just depressing.
Most crimes aren't like solved by cops figuring things out. They're usually solved by someone like ratting on somebody.
Yeah.
Or
it's not like those TV shows. Yeah, right? It's not a procedural.
There's not like all these forensic investigations done where they actually like, figure out. It's usually either the guy fucks up and tells somebody, or someone else like turns them in.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever. But it's interesting to watch if you've got like 2 hours and you're interested in that kind of thing.
There's always that rare, oh, we hit like a familial DNA thing from 23andMe or something like that.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, one of those will happen. But yeah.
I mean, if you throw out a wide enough net, I guess you're going to hit something. But then what did I play? Well, I started playing Psychonauts 2.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's kind of, it's fun and it's interesting. It's kind of a better story, I think, so far than Psychonauts 1.
Mm-hmm.
It starts kind of like almost immediately after. Because you may remember from when we did it, at the end of the first game, they kind of go to try and find one guy was kidnapped and they try to find him.
The head of the dad. Psychonauts.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's a VR game where you go and find him. And this happens right after that. Like they're coming back to the Psychonauts headquarters with the head of it that they found.
Okay.
And he's kind of got like his mind's that he's kind of like in a coma. So they're trying to figure out they got the guy who kidnapped him, but they know he didn't work alone. And they're trying to figure out.
Can you do the brain doors to people in comas?
Yeah.
Dude, that's cool.
It's a really neat mechanic.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I got pretty like maybe halfway through it. And it's kind of interesting because you have the like Ford Crawler's in it, the guy that's in your head in the first one. And he's kind of like split into different personalities and you got to try and bring them all back together. So you go in different parts of his psyche and it's good so far.
Cool. Probably do that game one of these days.
Yeah, sometime.
I wonder if the VR one's on PSVR 2.
I do not know.
I really got to get, I've made it one of my goals to finish a PSVR game this fucking year. Because I bought it when it came out over a year ago and barely played anything.
Has it really been that long already? Jesus Christ.
Oh, I thought it was last longer.
February.
Actually. Oh, this is the two. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's all I did, Papa Scotch. What'd you play, watch, do? What's going on with you?
Well, thanks for asking. I'll start real quick just to get through them. Two classics. I believe all of us have seen them. The Autopsy of Jane Doe.
Oh, fantastic.
Watch that one again.
That's I like that.
It's a solid one. Mm-hmm. And Eight-Legged Freaks.
Oh, also very good.
Fun as hell. I love that movie. I don't even feel bad about it. I love it.
Is Scarlett Johansson in that one?
Yes. Yeah, she is. It's one of her first movies,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's, who's the lead in it? David Arquette.
He's Arquette, great. That's his name. Yeah.
Dougie Doug is in it.
Nice.
Lots of Carrie Werher, I believe, plays the mother. I think that's how you pronounce her name. But it's fun. It's a fun callback to like those Adam Age monster movies like them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if you guys out there haven't seen it, it's from the 90s, but it's awesome. Check it out.
90s cinema to its max.
Absolutely. Also watched, finished up season 3 of the show Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Is that new? The new season? Newest season, I guess.
It's the newest season, and they're going to take a hiatus now. It came out a while ago, maybe like 6 months ago. But I finally got around to watching it.
Nice. Yeah, I got to check it
out. Maybe even a year. I don't even know. It's been a while, but it was good. It was an interesting show. I think it's funny. But I do think it was getting a little long in the tooth for what it was. Like, things weren't happening and, like, characters weren't really changing at all. And I was like, something's got to happen here for next season. Then they're like, oh, we're going to put pause on Dave.
Like, they didn't plan on having this long and they had nowhere to go with it.
It could be. The reason that was given was that, you know, Dave Bird, who's the creative force behind it and does all the writing and everything, he...
Little Dicky.
When they had the writer's strike, he got really into music because he couldn't do anything else. And he forgot how much he loved that. So he's like, I'm going to focus on this for now because doing a TV show takes up literally all my time.
Yeah, he just dropped a Peanuth.
Yeah, Peanuth is the soundtrack to the last season of the show. Like a lot of those songs are in the show.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because a lot of were for the first two seasons, but yeah. All right.
If you've heard the album before, It's going to make a lot more sense when you watch the show.
Yeah, I've seen the first two, but I feel like that was fucking 5 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
Might have been COVID. Hey,
I think it came out right when COVID hit.
Yeah.
Well, either way, season four is not going to be happening for a while, but they say they're not giving up on it, so we'll see. Yeah. And then I watched two other movies that were... the first one, have you guys ever seen The Collingswood Story?
No.
Name sounds familiar.
It's a very low-budget movie, but the whole movie takes place on like a Skype call. But it's from 2002, which is interesting.
I haven't seen
it. And basically, this guy is he bought this girl that he used to date, and he's trying to like keep the long distance thing going. So they're talking like on this video chat, and then this is like this is supposed to be some kind of alternate reality where these people have just like video chat services, and if you get someone's number, you can just call them and start talking to them, kind of like Omegle. Whichever way you pronounce roulette. That. Imagine chat roulette, but it wasn't a roulette. You had to know someone's number and call them.
Mm.
But everyone was open to just talk all the time, I guess.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but they find a number for like a psychic, and then the girl goes to it and gets like a really freaky thing, and it's a horror movie, and it gets all weird.
Yeah. Is that any good?
It was all right. It wasn't bad. I'm glad I watched it, but it was like...
Ooh, it's it was 80-minute slap pocket.
Nice. Yep, right in the slap pocket, but it felt longer because it was just people on Skype calls.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like low budget, so the acting wasn't super great. But for what it was, they did a great job, especially in 2002.
All right, yeah, check it out.
And then last movie I watched was The Devil's Pass.
I may have seen that.
Is that like the Donner Party kind of?
Yes, you're very close. It's the
Dyatlov Pass.
Dyatlov Pass.
All
right. Okay, I'll explain. So there's the... I think I'm saying that right. The Dyatlov Pass incident. Mm-hmm. It was in 1959. It was a group of young climbers wanted to go. I forget why they were going to this area, but it's a very famous, like very, very real story about a bunch of young hikers who got lost and froze to death. And it like some of the circumstances were a little strange.
Right.
Like two of them had severe chest trauma. One had like a fractured skull or something like that. Some of them died from hypothermia. So it was all very weird. Mm-hmm. And Rennie Harlan made a movie about kids today that go to that area to investigate what happens. And it's like this huge government conspiracy and they find this bunker and things start getting weird. And they find like information about the Philadelphia experiment. And it wasn't that great. It was fine, but they spend way too much time like getting to the fun part.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Too much buildup.
Yeah, it's like I get it. Like they're reliving the thing and it's like, what was that? Oh my goodness. And then they don't find anything. Then the next night, what was that? Oh my goodness. We got to get out of here. Then they end up back at the same place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's a lot till you get to the supernatural stuff.
Very found footage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Because they're doing this for a documentary, mm-hmm. obviously. But it was a little slow, but it was fine. Watch it if you're. I'll do the very famous chump slap. Watch it if you got nothing else going on.
Fair enough. That means I might watch it.
Yeah, and then I didn't get this, guys. You're just gonna blow your minds.
No Chell?
No, he definitely played Chell.
No Chell at all this whole week.
I am so proud of you.
Oh, you're wasting your money.
I know. I invested so much. I gotta play to make up for that, right?
Yeah.
Dude, at this point, it's probably like...
Don't say it.
No, you're right. I don't want to say it. Because like in the PlayStation 5, you might have seen this. I only noticed it the other day. But when you click on a game and it shows that additional information in your home screen, mm-hmm. it shows you the number of hours you've been playing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So my Chell meter's at like 350.
Jesus.
350
hours. 350
hours. Yeah, so I was trying to figure out how much dollar per hour I paid, and then I started thinking about it. I'm like, I don't want to think about this anymore.
No, that's like $15 an hour you've paid so far.
No, it's not 15. It might be 5, which I don't feel good about.
That's you said it like thinking. I was ridiculous for saying 15. Yeah.
Well, that's insane.
15 times 350?
It's like half of that.
It's half of that. It could be a third of that. But no, I didn't play any Chell. I tried to play Disco Elysium. I started it.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't get into it. I'm going to give it another shot. I think I wasn't in a great headspace to play it.
That's fair.
I hit that like, do you ever do that
it's
thing?
It's completely
where you
out of your pocket too of games.
It is. I want to give it a fair shot. Like I really do. It's just I wasn't feeling it right when I started. I just wasn't in the headspace to play that type of game.
Yeah, too much reading and shit.
Yeah.
I was just like, you guys know what I'm talking about, where you get to that point where you're like, I just don't feel like playing anything right
now. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I think it was more that and then trying to force it. And then I ended up playing like a couple games of Cold War Zombies. remembering the good times from 4 years ago. I can't believe that game's almost 4 years old.
That blows my mind.
But supposedly, this year, the Call of Duty game that's coming out is another Black Ops, and it's done by the same people who did Cold War Black Ops.
Ooh.
So fucking hopefully the zombie mode doesn't suck.
Well, we'll see.
We will see. But for now, that's all I did and watch. So how about you, Sir Chompslap? What have you been playing, watching, doing? What's going on with you?
Well, I played a little game called Trials of the Blood Dragon.
Oh!
How was that?
It was okay.
Is it free on a PlayStation?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a Trials game.
Oh, Trials.
Yeah, with the dirt bike thing. But then there's like, they try to add shit to it. Like you get a gun in some places and then sometimes you get off the bike and you have to run through top secret laboratories and shit. I don't know. I'd rather just play a good old Trials game. But
yeah. Okay.
It's something different. It was fun for a little bit, but I don't think I'll go back to it. But yeah, it's all I played. I watched a couple things. I watched the TV show Bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? That's a good one.
I liked it, but I don't know. They could have stopped it. Episode 6. They didn't need those last two episodes.
Well, the second to last episode kind of explains everything.
Well, all right, maybe 7.
But the last one is definitely unnecessary.
Yeah, it was kind of stupid too, especially how at the very end. I was like, that's not how this would work.
Well, not
maybe. I don't know. Nobody knows how time travel works, but yeah, I don't know. It was fun. Kind of like a Triangle or Time Crimes, but
different.
Yeah. I don't know.
I should watch Time Crimes again.
Yeah, if you like time travel movies and fucking weird procedurals of detectives from multiple different times, it was actually good.
Right? Yeah, because that's a popular genre. Yeah, I know, right?
It's a very specific group who loves all those things, but yeah, this was for them. Let me tell you what.
I liked it. Yeah.
I liked it too when I saw it.
I'd say watch it, but yeah. I watched a movie or two.
Anything good?
Yeah, Bottoms.
Oh,
Scotch. Oh, you Scotch. Watched
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I plan on watching it sometime. Is it good?
Dude, I really liked it.
Okay.
It's weird. It's funny. The ending was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's very surreal though. Like it doesn't take place in like
yeah, like our in reality. World.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like people getting killed and stuff because of a high school football rivalry.
Yeah. Mm,
yeah, sounds like Texas.
Except for it's not Texas, I don't think. And there's like a fight club that these girls start to try to hook up with some cheerleaders and stuff. It was, I don't know. It was a really good movie.
Yeah, I was very surprised how good it was. I'm glad you watched it. It's fun.
Yeah, yeah, you weren't wrong there. And then I watched a Crispin Glover vehicle, classic.
Oh.
He plays evil twins.
Oh, I was going to say Charlie's Angels.
No. That would have been good.
That? I forgot him. Oh, he was the bad guy.
Yeah, he was the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Forgot about that.
It's called Simon Says.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he plays
Did
like...
I see that?
They're evil twins, and they...
Wait, are they both evil?
Well, spoiler, because it's not worth watching.
Okay.
It's one guy pretending to be both. I think that's how it ended.
Awesome.
But he makes like these pickaxe-throwing farm equipment booby traps, and then... There's a whole bunch of kids go out into the woods to camp. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they get caught up in these and they're just like running through the woods. And there's like hundreds of these fucking pickaxes just flying through the air. It's so bad.
So bad. It's good.
No.
Okay.
And Crispin Glover is, I don't know. I usually love him, but he was bad in it. He does like this terrible, terrible accent and it just doesn't sell it. It's not very good.
He has made some interesting choices as an actor. Because sometimes he's in movies and you're like, man, this guy is fucking weird and he's crushing it and this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes yeah. you're like, he just phoned this in.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he really tried in this one. I don't know if he believed in it or what, but it was, I don't know, it was bad. Don't watch it. If you're going to watch anything, go watch Bottoms or Bodies.
There you go.
Bottoms or Bodies.
Bottoms or Bodies. And yeah, that's all I did this week. So,
all right, well, let's go ahead and move into the plotty time vibe check.
Ooh, yeah, let me get some vibes here.
Ooh.
How about this? Well, that's a nice color.
What a great song. So, yeah, right. Yeah. Do you guys see the Borderlands movie trailer came out?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, I didn't watch the trailer. I'm scared.
Oh. It's probably going to be terrible.
I saw part of it.
Okay, so I watched the whole thing, and I'm confused.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, okay, ever since the Twisted Metal saga where I saw the trailer and I'm like, this is going to be dog shit. And then I watched it and I'm like, this was great.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I don't want to like judge Borderlands too harshly, but it feels like they nailed the look of the game and that's about it.
Really?
I mean, I just watched the trailer, you know what I mean? I didn't see anything else, but...
Is this supposed to be Borderlands 1?
Yeah.
I think, yes.
Yeah.
Because it takes the perspective of...
Well, Krieg's in it.
Krieg is in it, yes.
Who knows?
And Tiny Tina is in it, too. I don't believe
Scooter
she's
in
the first one. I didn't see Scooter. I see Tiny Tina, Krieg, who's the... Maya? Is that her name?
Lilith.
Yeah.
Lilith.
The original one.
Moxie. Roland. Who Kevin Hart as Roland is confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. Roland shouldn't be a...
Jamie Lee Curtis as Tannis. I'm excited to see that. That's going to be interesting.
I kind of want to see Cate Blanchett as Lilith, but I mean...
Yeah. I mean, she nails anything she's in. She does great.
Yeah, we'll see.
It has Jacobs, Marcus, Scooter, Hammerlock.
I still want to get a fucking Jacobs hoodie.
But it doesn't have any of the guys from 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, it also doesn't have... his name? The sniper guy.
Mordecai.
There it is. As far
yeah,
as
they
I
like
know.
Have Krieg instead of him.
I mean, it might be a thing where they just aren't showing him in the trailer and it's going to be a surprise, but who knows? I'm not super sold. It looks, the review of this trailer, not review of the trailer, but the criticism said that it looks like a movie that came from 2017. And I'm like, that's an interesting way of putting it.
Yeah, what a weird time.
Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah.
It's just 5 years ago.
Slightly out of date, but not really.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. I want it to be good. I'm hopeful it's good. I'm not going to get too hyped for it. I'm not going to get burned like a Callisto Protocol again.
Yeah. I'll watch a bootleg copy of it or something.
Was Roland Short in the game?
I don't remember him being like towering over anybody, but.
Not like Brick, but.
But no, I don't remember him being
tall.
Like.
He's at least like, he was 6 foot.
I mean, he was way taller now than
who was the guy with the Gunzerker guy? Man, these
Salvador.
Names are
Salvador.
Salvador.
Yeah,
he was way taller than
he
him.
He was small, yeah.
I think they showed Mordecai's blood wing. Maybe I just missed, maybe I was seeing things.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll find out. When's it come out?
Oh, boy. Next year. August 9th.
Might as well be next year, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's something else coming out in before then that'll hold us over. The Fallout series comes out in like 2 months, less than 2 months.
Oh, on Amazon, too. So I get to watch that.
Nice.
I hope it's good. I hope this movie's good. Not really sold by what's been going on in the trailers just yet.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Who's the director, writer? Anybody famous?
Oh, Eli Roth.
Yeah.
Guy who did Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
But he.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of why I was down on it.
Well, it's funny you say that because he was.
He did Thanksgiving.
Well, he shot the whole movie. Then there were 2 weeks of reshoots, but he couldn't do it because he had to go film Thanksgiving. So somebody else stepped in and did all the reshoots.
Once you see Thanksgiving, you'll see he walked away from this to do that. And that was terrible. So,
oh, okay.
I see what you're saying. I mean, it's not instilling me with more hope. But
yeah, exactly.
I hope it defies all odds, guys. I hope it's amazing. Yeah. And then did you guys see Pedro Pascal got a Screen Actors Guild Award for The Last of Us? So good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. He did a good job. He's a fucking awesome actor in everything he does.
Do you think that they gave it to him because they know he's not going to be around for season 2?
What do you mean?
Season 2 isn't the second game, is it?
No, it is. The casting that is coming out is like all characters in the second game.
Well, he's still
going
to be
there.
It
may not be the entire second game.
He's still going to be there for a couple episodes. One episode.
The beginning of the first episode.
Yeah, you're right.
At least. I don't know. Maybe they'll stretch out his character a little bit more, but.
Well, they'll do like one episode, like showing the whole probably build up to this time, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Or they'll do flashbacks or something like that and fill in all that time between 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be very quick to get less Pedro Pascal on the screen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes. But congrats to him for winning the SAG Award.
Yeah.
There's also a really funny story about an ultra rare copy of The Legend of Zelda, the NES one, the OG one.
The gold one.
Yeah. That just sold for $700,000.
That it?
Sounds like a scam.
Apparently, this kid had a sealed copy of The Legend of Zelda that his parents bought like at the tail end of its popularity in 1987 for $30 because the price sticker's still on it.
Yeah.
So they bought it for $30 and just kind of never opened it and just passed it down the family. And now this guy put it on eBay, you know, thinking he'd get like a couple grand for it. Mm-hmm. And then it like skyrocketed and it went up to like 17,000. And then someone messaged him and said, hey, you have an actual like super rare copy of this and it's, you should take it to like a real auction house.
Really?
And the guy went and sold it.
It's, you can't find them anymore? Sealed copies?
I forget exactly what, it's a rare variant of it.
It's like the first print where they had the date wrong on the back. It says 1997 on it. It
says the Legend of Belda.
We did report on the last time a game like this was on auction back in July of 2021. That's a game that sold for... No, the Mario one was way more. That was like 1.4 million. This was the craziest one at the time at 870,000. But that grading was better than this one that just came out. Hmm. But man, it's nuts.
Like how you said, passed down in his family.
Yeah, I know.
It's that's like 40 what they did. Years old.
For half that's a generation. That's what the story is.
Like his dad's like, this might be worth money someday. Here you go.
Sweet.
It was one of the game's very first production runs.
Yeah, oh, I figured.
So that's pretty interesting. But still, damn, 870K.
Yeah.
And well, then another topic, last thing I want to talk to you guys about. Did you hear about EA Sports College Football is coming out this year?
Yeah, and they could pay players up to $500 or whatever.
Really breaking the bank.
In order for players to opt in to having their likeness in the game, EA is offering each player $600 and a free copy of the game.
Dude, that's excellent deal for people who aren't going to make the NFL.
I thought it was up to $600.
It just says $600 in a free game. It might have changed or they didn't have all the info.
Maybe it did go up to $600. I wonder if
there's 10,000 college football players were asked that.
Hmm. Yeah, it's only $6 million if every single one took it.
Is Villanova in it? I know a football player in Villanova right now.
I don't. Is Villanova double? Or I don't think so.
No, that's a good question. I think they are.
I think they are.
Because they were in the Big East for a while. Yeah, they are. But apparently some schools there's an opt-in process and it's not finished yet. But I don't know if they're going to have every D1 school or every player, obviously. They're probably not going to get every player, but they're going to get a lot of them.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, good for them. It's about time.
I can't imagine any like good player is going to do it.
Why not?
Because they can make a lot more.
Just I would think out. That some of the good players would like maybe try to open negotiations. Be like, hey, can I get more than that? And then EA is going to say no. And then they're just going to say, all right, well, then no. You can't use my likeness just for $600. Fuck off.
Well, there might be some side dealings. They're just saying $600 so everyone is cool with it.
So if you're like the backup tackle for Eastern Tennessee State.
They're like, bullshit, I got $50 and a slap in the face.
Yeah, but I think
it's a game I don't have a system for.
Just overall, it's probably a good thing that they're paying players, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're just going to turn around and tell the customer they're going to
make a lot more money.
More.
But yeah. All right. So they're going to pay $6 million if every single person took $600. But that's only what? 100,000 copies of the game?
Yeah, exactly.
They're probably like, you got to think that this is going to be like maybe a test for a game that just keeps existing and keeps living instead of doing like Madden every single year. There's just NCAA college football and they just keep updating rosters.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. So that
like a live service version. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't put that past them. Sick fucks.
No, I wouldn't either. Good old late stage capitalism. It's going great.
It's my favorite thing.
All right. Well, that's it for the Poly Time vibe check. All right, guys, how about we get to the game here that everyone came to hear us talk about?
What is that?
Yeah.
This week, we are talking about a Xbox exclusive Sunset Overdrive.
Never heard of it.
It was released October 28th, 2014. Number one song in the country. Any guesses, gentlemen? We did have this sort of recently.
2014.
Barbra Streisand.
Beyonce.
I don't think we ever had Barbara.
Oh, yeah.
No. I mean, we can just call Long Island Sal.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. We've had this song 4 times.
It's very possible.
No, don't even call him.
You want me to call him? Should I just tell you
what
it is?
Just play one of the old recordings of him singing it.
Okay. I'll splice it in right here. Okay. You guys know what song it is?
Candy Shop.
That's
no,
good
but that'd be great if I just posted it in the Candy Shop. I'm probably not going to actually even put anything in there. Maybe okay, it is All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor.
Oh,
really? 4 times?
I can't, yeah.
4 times.
Maybe one time I can recall.
Damn. That's wild.
We had it for Destiny, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, and Alien Isolation.
Man, we've been doing it that long.
Dude, I almost had, I picked a game already that I was going to pick for my next rotation.
Yeah.
And then I was very confident we never did it. And then I finally looked it up and said, oh shit, we did.
Which one?
I was going to pick Aliens Colonial Marines. And I'm like, oh shit, we did that.
Nice.
First thing I do is always go to YouTube and just Google.
Yeah.
Or do the plotty time and then the game.
I can't believe we've talked about this song four times.
Yeah, well, I
still nothing else we need to say about it.
Yeah, never heard it. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, there you go. And then number one movie in the country on October 28th, 2014.
Saw.
That's a good guess, but it's not a Saw movie. It is a horror movie, though.
2014?
H2.
Paranormal Activity.
Nope, nope. I'll give you a hint. It is...
How about the tagline?
All right, fine. The tagline.
Fine.
Keep telling yourself it's just a game.
Existence.
It is a very no, existence. That movie fucking rules.
Truth or dare?
No, no, no. It's based on a board game.
Jumanji.
Nope.
A Ouija.
Ouija. Yeah, there it is. The first Ouija movie.
They made more than one.
They made two, and the second one was done by Mike Flanagan, the guy who did Haunting of Hill House and Fall of the House of Usher. And it's actually a very good movie. The first one was not.
Yeah.
It following the sudden death of her best friend, Debbie, Lane finds an antique Ouija board in Debbie's room and tries to use it to say goodbye. Instead, she makes contact with a spirit that calls itself DZ as strange events begin.
D's nuts!
Oh.
I enlist others to help them determine the identity and see what the thing wants. Second one's really good. First one's garbage. Did I ever tell you guys I saw the building where the Ouija board was invented?
But who invented it?
And why? Is that something? You know, the building in which somebody made something?
Yes. Parker Brothers? Yes. The building where the dude worked out of that invented the Ouija board is in Baltimore, Maryland, and right now it is a 7-Eleven.
I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, that sounds like
I believe the Ouija board's older
fake
than time
news.
Itself, man.
I'll send you.
Yeah, when he said
picture.
Like an old-fashioned Ouija board, I was thinking like what from the 50s.
I took a picture of the plaque. I'm gonna send it to you.
Oh, plaques could lie.
Let me see if I can block it quick.
What a fucking weird plaque to lie about.
Know, who's right? who's gonna prove them wrong though when they read it? Like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
I'm gonna put a plaque outside my house. It says
it's in Baltimore.
Stupid.
They could have just made up some like fucking Edgar Allan Poe bullshit. This is where he wrote.
He invented it at the
Fall House of Usher. Since we were talking about it, he invented 7-Eleven in his original draft of The Raven.
Yeah, you guys probably never read that one.
Quote The Raven. 7-Eleven.
The board that became Ouija was born in 1886 in Chestertown, Maryland, and named in 1890 in Baltimore when it was first manufactured.
Oh, so it you was, didn't see the house where it was made.
Oh, my God. I saw the building.
So it was first manufactured.
No.
Okay. Yep. You got me.
I knew it. I knew it was
fucking
bullshit.
Blacklight.
Made up the whole thing. Fuck me running. There you go. Watch Ouija 2, not Ouija 1. This day in history, October 28th, 1790. New York gives up the claims to Vermont for $30,000.
Still not worth it.
Oh, snap. Sorry, Vermonties.
You got 'em. Shots fired.
People in Vermont don't have electricity.
They have them mountains. That people ski
Name
on.
One good thing out of Vermont.
Cheese.
Skiing?
I don't know if either of those is true.
Maple syrup? They
There's cheese
that.
Made in every state.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's a good point. And cheese is great. So
there's 7-Elevens.
The Ouija board was invented there.
Motherfuckers. All right. So Sunset Overdrive was released for Xbox One, developed by Insomniac Games, published by Microsoft Studios. It is an action adventure third person shooter. And if I have the correct note here, Dr. Scientist, you picked it this week.
You are correct this week.
Ooh.
All right. So how about you lead us into the game? Tell us what it's all about.
Well, it's a third-person kind of shooter game. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up with the main character, whose name I didn't write down. But whatever. He's getting chased by these kind of monster guy things that kind of like boils all over him. He's running on a train. He's running away. Eventually, he gets home. He opens up his refrigerator, gets a beer, and then it has a flashback from 3 hours ago. And you find out that he was a janitor for the company Fizco, which is like a
soft drink company.
Yeah, a mega conglomerate company. And cool. They were releasing their Overcharge XT drink.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's the new energy drink that they're making.
They're having like a release bash party.
Yeah.
Release party, yeah.
So he's picking up the trash and stuff. And eventually the people start turning into these monsters. It's kind of like drinking the stuff makes them these overcharged monsters. And he just runs.
All right.
And he hides.
Seen it.
Yep.
Isn't this the same plot as iZombie? Like a fucking poisoned energy drink turned people into fucking zombies?
Yeah.
They were like able to walk around and talk and
yeah, there's a movie called like Killer Rave or something like that where it happens there too.
Huh. Interesting.
It must have been part of the zeitgeist at the moment.
Yeah, right. I guess, yeah. Parallel thought, you know?
Energy drinks were huge in 2014.
And zombie. Everybody loves zombie movies in 2014, too.
Yeah.
Why not mix them? Anyway, then it cuts to 17 days later. And you've been at home this whole time, just drinking the beer out of your fridge.
I can't believe that lasted 17 days.
No. Dude, there was like a case in there.
I know, right?
And all of a sudden, one of the boily monsters shows up at your door and breaks down it. And then some old dude shoots it. And he says, hey, my name's Walter. I'm going to need you. I'm coming to save you. Follow me. We got to test your skills and see if you're worth saving. So that's what you do. Takes you to like this little playground. And you're fighting off these monsters. It's basically a tutorial on how to shoot things and whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he explains that these, as he calls them, ODs, overcharged drinkers.
Mm.
And they're kind of addicted to the drink. And they just attack things and go over. And they're kind of like zombies now. But fast zombies. And he's like, then Fizgo kind of stopped communication out of things. So nobody knows what's going on here. Everybody on the outside thinks it's just quarantined because of an illness or something. They don't know that there's zombies attacking everything. There's this huge cover up going on. Which
I don't know how they cover up an entire city like that. But yeah. Okay. Whatever, I'll buy it.
Yeah, he sounds kind of conspiracy theory guy.
Okay, but an energy drink causing people to turn into mutants is fine. You'll buy that.
Well, that's obvious. Like, I mean, that could happen to any of us.
They're not really zombies. They're Boilmont mutants, but...
What, did they stop people posting on Twitter the day it happened?
Yeah, man, they could have shut down all...
Oh, this is set in the future, though, I guess. 2027. The far-off year of 2027.
It's only a matter of minutes.
So you fight off these guys. Then he takes you to meet Floyd, who is a former Fizco scientist. And he kind of makes you do some fetch quests for him. And he eventually tells you that they changed the overcharged drink and they put like extremophiles in it, which is just, I guess they just found some kind of word and threw it in there.
Extremophile, sure.
Those are a thing, but.
Obviously.
And then it changed the drink and that Fizco rushed production because they needed to, I guess, raise their stock price or something. I don't know. And they're doing up the cover up to kind of stop it because they don't want anybody to know that their drink is causing all these things.
Obviously, why would you?
Yeah. So you do a bunch of bullshit for both of them. And eventually you find out that Walter has this glider, which he plans on launching and flying out of the town.
A glider with a helicopter propeller on it.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
That doesn't sound like a glider.
I know. They call it a glider though, right?
Yeah, they did. They did.
I kind of thought it when I saw it. I'm like, that's not a glider.
Yeah, it was weird.
And then you're trying to get it all set up and a bunch of bullshit happens and it ends up on the ground. And Walter blames you for breaking it, which is just dumb.
Yeah, I think he did not.
You did let it go, but you were being attacked at the same time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's either that or die.
Mm. Yeah. So Walter's like, get the fuck away from me, bro. And you're like, all right, whatever. And then you go talk to Floyd, and he's like, well, maybe you should guide him another propeller, because that thing was fucking hard to find. This is where I really started to question why it was called a glider.
Yeah, right.
But you do some bullshit, and you go to try and find a propeller, and you come across this nerdy guy named Sam, and he's like, yeah, I might be able to build a glider for or a propeller for you if you can help my buddies out here.
Okay.
And he takes you to a group of survivors who are just spoiled rich kids, like sitting in an arcade texting each other,
known as the Oxfords.
Yeah, I don't know how they can text each other but not anybody else outside of the thing.
That's a good question. I didn't even think of that. They're very blasé about the world is ending situation they're stuck in.
Yeah
they're stuck in like a fucking arcade or something, right?
Yeah
That's a good place to be stuck.
Yeah, there's probably food, at least entertainment.
Right.
Until you run out of quarters.
I mean, at that point, you just destroy the machine and crack her open,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guess so. Start with the air hockey table.
Oh, yeah.
So you do a bunch of quests for these rich people. I didn't even write what they were down because it's just a bunch of stupid quests. And they eventually build a 3D printer and print you a propeller.
Oh, sweet.
But they're like, I forgot. They build you a 3D printer. They don't have the processor to do it, so then you have to get the processor, which is just a bullshit fetch quest.
Oh, yeah, just another.
And then they eventually get to the propeller, and you bring it to Walter, and he's like, oh, hey, man, thanks. We get the wheel, and then we can go. So you got to get the wheel bullshit. Then you eventually launch the glider, and you're like heading towards going out of the town. And on there, Walter's like, oh, my God, get out, and pushes you out, and he hits like an invisible wall because I guess Fizco built an invisible wall around the town.
See, that's why they can text each other, but not outside.
Yeah, but the text you need to.
Yeah, it could be. Could be iPhone and iPhone on wireless.
Well, maybe.
A router.
Yeah, some kind of LAN system they have set up.
Yeah, they are nerds. You know, it is a LAN party.
But anyway, Fisco, Walter's dead because he crashed into the wall.
Sack moves.
Yeah, it was a sack move. Go ahead, say it, Papa Scotch.
Sack move.
Ooh, was that?
That was beautiful.
Yeah, it sounded exactly the same. Did you hit a button or was that?
That was just straight. All right, let's do a test. He doesn't know where it is. No, no, look what he did.
I know where the buttons are.
And,
Sack move.
That was the button. Sack move. That was me.
Sack move.
Oh, my
sack
God, move. It's the same thing.
Yeah, can't tell the difference.
Pretty cool.
It's beautiful.
So Floyd's like, well, Walter, may he rest in peace. Well, he used to have this guy, a friend named Brill Cream, who might know a way out of town. I don't know why they just didn't do this before.
Because he had the helicopter.
Well, whatever.
Oh,
well,
you mean after it was broken, just go find Brill Cream.
So they're like, if you find him, he might be able to figure out a way to get you out of town. He's a senior scout leader, apparently.
Oh, cool.
So you go to this place where the scouts are, and it's run by Troop Leader Norton, and Brill Cream's nowhere to be seen. And they're like, we've been looking for him, and we can't find him. You kind of get the vibe that this guy's lying the whole time.
No, Norton?
Yeah. Yeah, Norton.
They're just kind of like, they were Boy Scouts or whatever, or Eagle Scouts or something, and they were together, and this whole shit hit the fan. They're like, I guess we're a gang now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the other gang was rich people that you've come across before.
Yeah, rich nerds.
Yeah. I wouldn't say gang, but you know what I mean. Collection.
Yeah, it's a gang.
Group.
Pocket of folks.
So you end up doing some bullshit to try and help the scouts find, quote unquote, Brill Cream. And you end up fighting a giant balloon boss named Fizzy.
Nice.
And they're like, no, we don't know where he is. We're going to keep looking for him. We'll let you know if we find anything. And then you get a call from Sam. And he's like, this woman named Forkim is here. She says she wants to help you. And blah, blah, blah. She basically has heard where Brill Cream might be. And he's at a hot dog factory.
Oh, that's where I'd be.
Glizzy factory. That's a good spot.
Fuck yeah.
So a bunch of bullshit happens. And you eventually come and you find Brill Cream's message where he was planning on going to meet Leader Norton. And I don't even remember exactly the logic that comes across this. But Forkim's like, well, let's go to the train station. Oh, there it is. Yeah, she saw smoke signals coming from this train station.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, well, he must be up there. So you're like, all right, we'll get our way up there. So you go up to this train station, fight off some scabs, which is just people who are around, I guess. They're not really a group. They're kind of like the Raiders from Fallout.
Yeah, they're not mutated, but they're still baddies.
Yeah. And Brill Cream's not there, but they kidnap Forkim.
No.
No, no.
So you chase the train down, whatever. And eventually you get to it, and Forkim has beaten all the guys up inside. And she's like, I got the information I need. Brill Cream is in a garbage truck.
Of course he is. Dude, that's the first place you look for somebody.
Yeah, especially in a post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah, right.
Stuck in a garbage truck.
Yep, so you hack a bunch of stuff, and you track down the garbage truck that Brill Cream's in. And you open up and save him, and he's in there, and apparently, he's been stuck in there for a long time, and he's eaten his arms and legs.
Well, he had to do what he had to. Yep. 13 days, I think he was. Or yep. 3 days.
I think it was longer than that.
Yeah, it was.
13 sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you got to carry him back to the scouts. So you carry him back to the scouts, and you find out that Norton was the one that threw him in the garbage truck.
Uh-oh.
And Norton's like, oh, you're not going to take my scouts away from me. And then he chugs an OC, and then he becomes this super huge dragon OD kind of thing, and it's a boss battle against that.
Yeah, he was like one of those parade dragons from like Chinese New Year or something.
Yep. That's kind of what he was like,
Okay, gotcha. I was drawing a blank there for a second, but that makes more sense.
Yeah, right?
So you eventually fight the dragon and beat it. And Brill Cream's like, I don't know how to help you. Hold on, I know what to do. And he bites down on a pencil and draws up a drawing. And he's like, if you go take that to my buddy Ignatius, he knows he'll be able to get you out of here. And then Forkim's like, you got to watch out, though, because they're LARPers. And they kind of went a little crazy.
They're all in right now.
They're just, I guess it's their way of coping with what's happening. They're just locked into their LARPing.
The Fargarths.
Yeah, so you go to the Fargarths in their castle. And you have to swear fealty to King Ignatius. But he's kind of like sick and laying there. I don't know exactly why he's sick. They don't really tell you. Whatever.
He's just sick.
Yeah. They're like, we need medicine. So they do some stupid LARPing stuff and take some tree bark, and that doesn't save them. And then they go to this farmer's market and kill some fat pigeons. And eventually you get medicine for the fever, and all that kind of,
There's this part where you have to get the medicine, chug it, and then get leeches all over you because the LARPers were only due 12th century medicine. So they want you to get the cure inside you, let the leeches suck your blood out, and then put the leeches on him. And eventually they do all that and it's cured. And Ignatius is there and he's like, oh, well, I can do this drawing, but you gotta do me a favor.
What?
Get some of our food back from the marauders and I'll build your boat.
Oh, scabs stole some food.
Yeah, and then you have to go fight some scabs and whatever.
Goddamn scabs.
I know, right?
And you eventually get this head back that they stole, which is a triceratops head. And you end up fighting these other guys in a castle on a roller coaster. It's fucking crazy.
It sure is.
And then they're like, everybody's charging at this castle and Ignatius gets sniped and everybody's like, oh, our king's dead. And then he kind of gets up and he's like, give me a gun and blah, blah, blah. Then the king scab comes out. So then you got to fight the king scab as a boss and you're on the roller coaster. It's a pretty cool boss fight from what I saw.
Yeah.
Until you put the triceratops head on and run into it full blast.
It's awesome.
So you eventually get their crown back and get all their ship back. And Ignatius is like, all right, come back in a little bit and we'll have your boat ready for you. So you come back and then there's a boat there. It's made out of garbage.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a garbage
like
boat.
I did like the one moment here where they're like, well, we're going to save them with the medicine, but we have to make this look good like it's a medieval cure. So you have to run in and go get a bunch of leeches.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the coolest part.
It was a good one.
It was very trippy. So you get in the boat and since it's made of trash, the barrier that's around the outside of the city, Sunset, I can't remember what the name of the city is anymore. But it lets the trash through. So you're like, oh, my, okay. Grill Cream's plan worked.
Beautiful. You guys made it out.
And then Sam calls and he says, well, Fisco's on a rampage now. They're going to destroy all the town and all the evidence. And you're like, well, I'm already out.
So there you go. So the phones do work on calling out.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Well, you're out now. You can call people too.
Yeah, so. But Sam called from inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
But anyway, then he's saying that Fisco has sent robots in that are going to attack the town. And the player, I think that's just his name the entire time. It's just the player.
Yeah, just you, player.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I guess I have to go back and save these people, my friends.
Aww.
So he goes back and fights off some Fisco robots and saves Sam.
Sam and the whole troop.
And he's like, something's big's coming and we got to figure out what. And we have to break into Fisco headquarters. And we need help from basically this group called the Las Catrinas, which is, I don't even know how to describe them. Cheerleaders?
With like that.
Day of the Dead masks on and stuff. I don't know.
It's pretty cool. I like it.
They looked like they belonged in, Lollipop Chainsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, this whole game kind of had that vibe to me, the Lollipop Chainsaw vibe.
It did. I see it for sure.
And then they're like, he doesn't hit off well with them. He's like, but I know how games work. If I do some errands for them, they'll like me. He does a bunch of bullshit and it doesn't impress them. But then he eventually throws a rock concert for the kids I forgot to mention that the Las Catrinas take care of the kids in the town. But he throws this rock concert and he pulls it off, getting all these people, gets the lead singer of the Melvins there. I guess that was really him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. That's so weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I love at the end of the concert, he just fucking flies off like Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, all right, I'm good. Good here.
And like, he thought the kid had cancer, but it was only like a tonsillectomy. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
But anyway, so that gets the Las Catrinas on his side. And he's like, all right. So he gets all his groups together, the Fargarths, the Las Catrinas, the smart guys, and the scouts. And they all attack the headquarters.
Oh, you united everybody.
Yep.
Oh, by destroying a huge bottle of Overcharge.
Yeah.
Slamming into the building.
Yeah. He gets on it and they have this huge plan. And he rides it into the building and it goes boom and it knocks the whole building. Like a bunch of stuff happens. They're like, yeah. And rubble lands on the player.
Oh.
And he's dead and everyone starts mourning. And then the credits roll. And then he comes back out and he's like, this is a terrible ending for the game.
I wrote, psych move.
Nice.
He's like, this game needs a better ending. I ain't going to die like that. So he rewinds to the part where he rides the bottle and he kind of just revives after it. He's not dead. And then the countdown hits zero and the Fisco Corporation turns into a giant robot.
Of course it does.
So you have to fight the building and this is the final boss of the game. You eventually fight it. And
there's just not many games where your main boss is a building.
I know. That's pretty rad.
Makes me think of Big.
That's what. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. A building that turns into a robot? This doesn't make sense.
What kid wants
but
to
a building
play with
a
this?
Robot that turns into a building? But anyway, you've saved the city Everybody's good. I don't know if you've like, I mean, you've stopped Fizco from blowing up everybody inside, but I don't know if anybody outside knows about it yet. But it doesn't matter because then it kind of shows a scene where all these planes are flying away, delivering overcharge XT to around the world.
Oh, my.
I'm sure it'll be brought up in Sunset Overdrive 2.
Golly gee.
The search for more overdrive.
The search for more profits.
And that's kind of it. That's kind of the end of the game.
That's it.
Okay. There was a lot of like fourth wall breaking in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I feel about that. But let's talk
about it. Why don't
you
tell us
then
how you feel?
Oh, wait.
Wait, no, we got to do the bumper first. Don't ruin shit.
Oh, okay.
So we did it. We finished the game. Man, that was natural. So let's go ahead and move into final thoughts.
All right.
Why don't you start us off, Papa Scotch? You were complaining or waxing poetic about what to think about the game.
Sure, sure. I wish I had some kind of framework for questions.
I gotcha.
Oh, good.
Did watching this video make you want to grind around a town?
Ooh.
Was the story pretty good or was it more on the ground? I don't know what that means. And out of 27 stars, how many would you give this round?
Oh, excellent questions. So... Did watching this video make me want to play it? I don't know, kind of. It looked fun. It reminded me a lot of, like, Infamous with grinding around that city and doing cool shit. But it didn't take itself nearly as seriously as, like, Infamous did.
It was, like, Infamous and Candy Lollipop Chainsaw combined.
Which I'm fine with.
Yeah, right. You know?
Did the story work for me? I think, kind of. Like, it moved forward. We had a plot. We had a reason for this outbreak. But the game never took itself seriously, which isn't bad. I'm not saying that as a mark against it. But there was a lot of meta commentary. There was a lot of, like, inside jokes, like, where someone was explaining, like, watch out for those barrels. He's like, I played games before. I know how barrels work.
Yeah.
And then someone was, like, threatening him. And he goes, here's my guns. And it opens up the weapons wheel.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, whoa, okay, cool, yeah. But there's a bunch of moments like that. So I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. It's fun. It keeps the same tone, so I guess it's good. The game did look fun and fresh at a time when a lot of, like, shooters were really bland and brown and the same thing over and over again. So that felt like a breath of fresh air at the time. It had a ton of personality. But the story, though, it mostly just exists to get us from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's a gang, do their thing, they'll help you out to get out of here. Here's another gang, do their thing, they'll help you out to get out of here, you know.
Yeah.
So it didn't really blow my mind in any kind of storytelling capacity. What score would I give it? Oh, goddamn. I mean, it's fun, and that we can't always say that. Sometimes these videos are an absolute fucking bore to get through, and this was a fun one to watch.
Yeah, this one's bad.
So, I don't know, I'm so... I think I'm gonna go with an 8.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good score.
I think it's solid. I think it works, but it's nothing we haven't seen before story-wise.
Right on. Right on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how about you there then? You there then.
There there.
For Chump Slap.
Yeah. I'm ready to fucking answer some questions. What'd you got?
Does watching this video make you want to turn yourself into Sunset Overdrive?
Ooh.
What? Did the story work for you? Or did it make it feel like your hand was caught in a beehive?
Ooh, that sucks.
You done?
And what score out of 27 stars you think you'd pull out of that beehive?
Oh, I love how you rhyme those two.
Because your hand was already in there.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, I kind of wanted to play it after watching it. Kind of want to see all the stupid other jokes that I didn't see in the 2-hour video. I think it would be a fun time. I liked Infamous. I like silly, stupid shit. So check it out. Well, did the story work for me? I mean, yeah, basically it was not, I mean, not really, but it did on a basic level of just, there was a big baddie. Something stupid happened. You have to fucking save your town.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's the story. But I mean, it was ridiculous, obviously, because that's what it was supposed to be. But I don't think it was ridiculous enough.
Okay.
I mean, if they're going to go that far. To make the build, I like the building fight and the fucking, like, fizzy, the fight, the drag, like, boss fights, they seem neat.
Yeah, they were nice. They were a unique boss fight.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd play it and the story was okay. But it's not doing anything new or novel here. It's nothing great. Mm-hmm. It's just a plain old story, but it had some attitude. had some funny shit. So out of 27 stars, I'm going to give it a niner.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Niner's solid.
That's pretty solid for me. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Pass it on to scientist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to ask him?
I got some shit.
Oh, that's perfect. I got nothing.
Did watching this video make you want to slap on some soap shoes? You guys remember soap shoes? You could grind stuff with them.
They're regular
shoes.
Oh, yeah. With like the little plastic thing in
the grind plate in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was like. This guy's wearing soap shoes. How else can he grind on everything? But anyway.
I have not thought about those in a while.
I know. I checked on eBay for him the other day.
Awesome.
Did the story work for you or was it a snooze?
Oh, man, I forgot what word you were rhyming
with.
Oh,
I was shoes, I think.
Yeah.
And out of 27 stars, how much did this game ooze?
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, it wasn't bad.
No. They were both pretty good. Both yours, not Hopscotch's.
Sure, thanks. Of course, yeah. Obviously.
Did it make me want to play it? Sort of. I like the weapons look kind of ratchet and clanky.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
Stuff. I might have given it a shot. Did the story work for me? I thought it was pretty good. It didn't take itself seriously, which was nice. A couple of fourth wall breaking. It set its own little tone and kept with it. And was a little scary with the capitalism going in. And I think we're headed right there.
This will be any town USA.
Yeah. 2027 is probably going to be the right time.
Yeah, I see it coming.
But the characters are at least interesting. Like you said, the boss battles were unique and fun. Walter kind of had an ignominious ending, but he was kind of a dick anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think the story was decent, fun, interesting. I gave it 8 stars.
Oh, double 8 and a 9.
Which is 25.
25.
Yep.
That's not bad.
To give you an idea of what that's sort of in the company with, we just gave Psychonauts a 26.
I could see that.
Yeah, they're kind of similar.
Well, then we have to go back pretty far to a back-to-back. We did Metroid Pride and Alone in the Dark 2. We gave both of those 24s.
You mentioned them when we did Psychonauts.
Yeah, probably.
That makes sense.
All right.
It's right around the same family.
Yeah, good stuff.
Right in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, like I said, I enjoyed this video. Like, there's some that are, like, pulling teeth and they're half the length.
Yeah.
But this one was fun to watch. So,
if we
got nothing else to say about it, let's go ahead and move into our, I don't know, cool-down topic? What are we calling this segment? Do we ever even call it?
Let's go with cool-down topic this week, because I'm going to talk about...
AC.
Nope.
Guys, what?
I had my first
HVAC
of the
season. HVAC specialist.
I had my first of the season, my Rita's Misto Shake banana flavor.
Oh, did you? Wow.
Yeah, Rita's opened on the first.
Yeah, first.
Shit. So what's the question?
Nah, nothing. Let's talk about the Rita's flavors you like.
Ice cream or Rita's?
I love the banana flavor. I get alerts on my phone when they come in places. I have
how
them all
do you
set
make that
for
happen?
Like 15 mile radius. What?
How do you make that happen? I have a Rita's up the street. It's one of the very few in my area.
I went to the Rita's website and you can sign up for alerts. It's not even on my phone. It's in my email, but.
Oh, but what?
Never mind.
Like what flavors when they have the flavors you want.
Oh. Okay.
Man, I remember how many times did we run to Chipotle on the way back, get Rita's, and be like, I hope they have fucking banana.
I don't have to worry because I know then they have them.
You both like banana guy?
We're both big banana, like fake banana flavor.
Yeah,
I fucking banana flavor. Hate fake banana flavor.
How could you hate that? Such a good flavor.
It's terrible. Like Runtz?
Yeah. Oh, the pinnacle of banana flavor.
Yeah, exactly. That's disgusting.
Well, real bananas don't taste like anything. So fake banana flavors is
awesome.
I'd rather
have mango or cantaloupe.
Mango's a very good flavor.
I agree. Mango is really great.
I also like the black cherry.
I don't go to Rita's nearly enough, but I was annoyed last time I went. I got a Misto shake and I was like, you got cream cheese custard flavor? I was like, can you put that? They're like, no, we can only do the vanilla or chocolate Misto.
I don't know why they won't put the other the flavors in.
It's like, not soft enough or something? I don't know. It pissed me off.
Yeah, because one time I went, they had banana
and peanut
custard.
Butter.
They had the banana custard and banana.
Really?
Flour. Yeah. And I was like, oh man, I want to try that. Like, no, I can't do that.
Bullshit.
Man, I'm just looking at their website now. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the banana. I'll also go root beer or watermelon.
Yeah, watermelon's a good one.
They have some flavors now, like unicorn and like sea breeze, which I'm kind of interested in trying. And they give you a flavor check. Like, if you're like, I want to try it, they give you like a little spoonful.
Yeah. Just go there like fucking.
Yeah. Can I have a mini Misto shake?
I just want to try it.
Let's see. Sir, you've been here for 3 hours and you've tried each one 9 times. Do you always go with the Misto?
Usually.
Yeah.
Because I can drink it while I'm driving then.
True.
I like the gelati. I remember originally when I first started going to Rita's, I would get just straight up Italian ice, which is still great.
Yeah, that's probably, it's better for you than custard, but who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, none of this.
I mean, usually I get the Misto and buy like a quart of the banana or a pint, whichever is bigger, quart, what and flavor? Then take that home.
That's good thinking.
Oh my God. What are the flavors?
You have to go to a website and pick a location. Oh, some locations don't put them online, but some of them do.
Cake batter? Chocolate banana.
Oh man! For those of you that don't know, have any fucking idea what we're talking about? We're talking about a local chain. I guess this is. I didn't realize how regional this was.
Oh yeah, I'm surprised this is you're down as far as you.
Yeah, the furthest northwest is in. Oh, it doesn't tell me. Frederick,
they have pistachio
Maryland.
Frozen custard. All right, what you say?
The north is Frederick, Maryland, or Eldersburg, Maryland. Wait, this can't be right. There's got to be more up north.
That might be the furthest west. Know. But yeah, it's around Philadelphia.
Oh, they have an ice blender. You can just get just the ice put into a drink.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Interesting.
Holy fuck, there's 539 Rita's Italian ice restaurants in the United States.
Interesting.
30 states and territories and 483 cities.
Oh, maybe they made it farther than we thought.
But here's the fun fact. The state with the most Rita's Italian ice locations is Pennsylvania with 215.
Yeah, I could.
Was that where it started?
It started in Philly.
Yeah.
The Rita, I remember trying to get this job. They have like the people who taste the new Rita's flavors, and it's like south of Philly, like
shut
around
the fuck
Philly
up.
Area. Damn. It's a like Rita's research center or whatever. I passed it going to Maryland a couple of times.
Oh, this is all over the country.
Really? They
got
that far?
We're completely wrong. Yeah, they have some in LA.
Oh, wow.
Santa Clara.
They used to, all right, they used to be really local.
Yeah.
I guess everybody has a Rita's now.
There's a Rita's in SeaWorld in San Diego.
Oh, interesting.
I remember when they first put it up like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
22. Damn. Because I was there with Randy from high school and like the news was there. Because there were three Italian ice places and they did a taste test. Rita's didn't win, but whatever.
There's also that one near where McDonald's and Taco Bell are in Walnutport.
It's still there.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's still there? What is that?
Yeah, it's still Rita's.
No, there's another one, like American Water Ice.
Oh, yeah,
that
was the best one. But that's gone. That's a fucking Crystal Vision now.
Man, I remember always getting that shit, American Water Ice, because every time I wanted to go to Rita's at that time, it was so packed. There was a huge line.
Yeah. And when we did
I guess that stands to reason why American Water Ice doesn't exist anymore.
When we did the taste testing, that's what Randy picked, was American Water Ice. So they gave him free water ice for the rest of the year. It was awesome. So we go there all the time.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, good times.
Man, if you guys have Rita's out there, go check it out. It's great shit. My wife is not a fan. She doesn't like it at all.
What?
She doesn't like Italian anything?
Yeah, she hates Italy.
There's got to be a flavor she likes.
She's not really big into sweets, which is one thing.
Well,
and
me
I think
neither,
she had like a...
They're not really...
It's fruit.
Yeah, I wouldn't really think they're sweets.
I don't know what to tell you. Maybe I'll just... I still haven't bought it since I've lived here. There's one right up the street from me I have to go check out.
Yeah,
she's not into it at all. I'm like, it's gelato. Like,
just go get it right now.
Get a cup of gelati. Like,
yeah,
or don't even get the water ice. Like, there's plenty of options here.
Such a weird name, water ice.
Yeah, because
it's
redundant,
it's
really.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I want one. Or a root beer one.
I still have like half a quart in my freezer at home of banana. I'm going to go eat it when I get out of here. Maybe even stop on the way home and be at a Misto.
If they're still open.
I got to see if they have
another four quarts.
Banana this time. Hold on.
All right. Well, enough about Rita's, man. I want some pistachio shit. Let's go to Rita's.
Okay. I'm going to ask a real quick question, you guys.
Okay.
I'm pulling it from that shitty game I don't want to give any credit to again.
All right.
You don't have to ask questions.
No.
I want to. I had a good one.
Oh,
it has something to do with this?
No, it has nothing to do with Rita's.
Oh,
but I thought it'd be a fun conversation.
I wasn't expecting you
to
have to come
about.
Up with a bit.
He just has to say it.
Well, there was a good one. No, I can't find it. Fine. We'll save it for next week.
Fine. Well, no, it's been built up.
All right. Jesus.
No, I don't care.
No, you know what? I'll just pick a random card, and that's what we're getting now. Here we go. Here's the topic of conversation. If you could live inside of one TV show, the world of one TV show, what show would it be?
I don't know. That's too much to think about right now. It's not your... I don't know. I'd say Rick and Morty because there's a lot of alien planets or maybe Star Trek.
It's just our world.
Well, yeah, I know, but you could live on a spaceship and get replicators and shit.
Yeah. Nobody's ever playing video games, though.
Well, they go into the fucking
holodeck.
You can just go to a holodeck and make it video game, an arcade from like 95 or something.
Can they get that detailed in the holodeck?
Oh yeah, dude. If they can replicate anything.
Yeah, it's all holograms. It's force fields and then photons.
It's beautiful.
All right, cool. Then we're done then.
I'm still thinking. All right, whatever.
What was yours then?
Full House. All right. All right. Well, let's say they had a whole bunch of thoughts and somebody out there really loved Rita's and they had some cool menu hacks that they could send us.
Ooh.
Where would they send that email to, Sir Chompslap?
Well, you send it to plottytime@gmail.com and I'll get it out to these guys because they'll use it more than me, probably.
Probably. And if they want to get to us faster on the socials with pictures of their Rita's hacks, how would they do that, Dr. Scientist?
At plottytime on Instagram or Threads, or stop by the subreddit and post your pictures there.
All right. Yeah. Perfect. You can also go to YouTube, like, subscribe there. It really helps us out. Or go buy stuff at our eBay store, which is plottytime.com. That does it for us. So as always, shout out to Blaine JJ, Drago the Slago, Gamer's Little Playground, I Am Panax, and Luis Guzman. Don't trust Dr. Scientist, and we'll talk to you next time. Peace.